This is funny because my daughter used to do poetry slams and they had what they called the sacrificial. There was always somebody to go first so everybody else in the room didn't have to be the first one. I'll have to let her know. Well, I suppose the first thing I need to tell you to put this story in context is that I'm a city girl. And back many years ago, this was the summer after my first husband had passed. So I was not working at the time because I had been a stay-at-home mom and was caring for him before he passed and hadn't found a full-time job yet. And my brother calls me up. Now, he'd been about 5 or 6 years working for a group of camps, summer camps, some of them were day camps, some of them were overnight camps. And in a panic, he said to me, "Can you help me out? Our cook just quit." Okay. So off I go. It took me a day or two to put everything, you know, in order because I was going to be there for 30 days. It was pretty much going to be the month of August up in Ashby, Massachusetts. I didn't even know where Ashby, Massachusetts was. But I found it and I arrived. And they gave me a tour of this very large property. And they showed me the great hall and the kitchen in back. And there was a little cottage behind that was one of the next buildings where I got to stay for the next 30 days. And it happened to be the last day of a session was like day 10. And they shipped everybody home. And the buses picked up the next group of campers to come up to camp, and supper time was day one. So it all kind of rotated right into one from the other. The first couple of nights were a little scary. I did have staff. I walked into the kitchen. I recognized probably two pieces of equipment. Now, I had food service history. In fact, I was amazed because I had probably a 15-year resume in food service, but it had been mostly waitressing and some food prep, but not on this scale. I was now responsible for feeding about 100 people. There were about 60 campers plus staff. Three meals a day and an evening snack. Okay, I arrived in the craziness and the height of dinner that was being managed. And we got through the first night. I got settled in and walked into the kitchen the next morning. The camp lady, the director of the camp comes and tells me the last order for the season has already been made. You're gonna have to make do because they have no budget left for ordering. Okay. I have many, many recipes for dew. If you ever need one, let me know. So we settle in and things are rolling along and we get a couple of weeks in and I decided I had enough eggs. I was gonna make scrambled eggs for breakfast. Now, we have a 6-burner stove and one of those pans that sits 2 burners back, about 4 to 6 inches high, very nicely, and these are eggs. These aren't egg beaters. You don't pour them out of a carton. You actually get up earlier in the morning and allow yourself time to crack all of the eggs, to then add the milk, to then stir them in this giant bowl with this giant whisk and put them on the stove. And we start cooking eggs. And about 3/4 of the way to the correct doneness for scrambled eggs, the stove goes off. So I frantically call the maintenance man. Something's wrong. My stove's not working. Come fix my stove. So bleary-eyed, this fellow walks into my kitchen, pushes a few buttons, takes a look around. Says, "Hang on a minute, I'll be right back." And of course, the clock is ticking, and there's no heat, and I'm well on my way to not being able to serve all of my campers scrambled eggs for breakfast. And he walks back into my kitchen and says to me, "Oh, you ran out of gas." Now remember, I'm a city girl. So I look at this kid, I stick my hands on my hips, and I say, "How do you run out of gas?" To which he then explains to me, "You see that big tank out beside this kitchen that you've walked by every day you've been here?" "Yeah." "So that holds propane, and it's empty." "Oh." He says, "You know what else that means?" He says, "The big tank that's at the top of the hill where everybody's up trying to take a shower and get ready for the day, emptied first. So in about 20 minutes, you have 100 people walking through your door for breakfast after having come out of an ice-cold shower." "Gee, thanks." So eggs didn't happen, and we scrambled for cereal and milk, and if we had them, Pop-Tots or whatever we could manage that didn't need heat. Fortunately, it was one of those days where after breakfast, the entire camp was going on some kind of hiking trip and weren't going to be back until dinner. We were making sandwiches. Lunch was already out the door by 10 o'clock in the morning. It was supposed to be the cleaning day for the kitchen and to get everything ready for, you had like one day that you could like strip everything down and clean it all out. So midday, truck pulls up, propane delivery comes. Turns out that the propane company driver had gone on vacation and they forgot to reschedule our delivery. So they refilled us and we were up and running again in time for dinner. And everybody was back into hot water and everyone was back into a hot dinner. And in a day or two, I was able to make it up to everybody because I made them chocolate chip pancakes. So there was a happy ending all around.